Erie County District Attorney John Flynn said Tuesday he's received several complaints since 47-year-old Michael Crumman of Franklinville was released on an appearance ticket Monday. Flynn says New York State's new bail reform laws meant Crumman could not be made to pay bail or even be arraigned in court right away.
We have an individual here who was had a knife, using the N-word, allegedly, you know, hateful speech, harassing and menacing peaceful protesters, and he's given a ticket to go home and come back in October. And I think it's wrong.
Bail reform critics had called for exceptions to be made for hate crimes, but that was not included in lawmakers' bail reform rollbacks passed in April. Flynn says while he mostly supports bail reform, he agrees those exceptions need to be made.
I'll continue to advocate and go back every year and give them to add a little more on that I think should be added on.
There's also concern that Buffalo police did not immediately intervene. In the video, two patrol cars sit just a few feet away as Crumman uses racial slurs and brandishes a knife. Once most protesters had walked away, police approached Crumman and spoke with him, but did not arrest him. He was allowed to turn himself in Monday afternoon. WBFO asked Flynn for his thoughts.
To be fair, I don't know what the officers saw or heard, okay? And again, whether or not the officer did or did not do his job is out of my lane, okay? You know, that BPD can handle that.
Crumman is charged with misdemeanors of second-degree menacing and fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon. However, the menacing charge gets bumped up to a felony due to the alleged hate crime. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.